Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings and glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. Amen. Good morning and welcome to They Overcame. We're here to give God the praise, the glory, and the honor that is due his name. And I am your host, Billy Burns, along with my husband, Albert Burns. And we are just so happy to be here to hear what God is doing in your life and to know what great God we serve. Hallelujah. Good morning, babe.
Good morning. Good morning. God bless you. God bless everyone who's listening in. And yes, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice. In fact, we're rejoicing right now in the God of our salvation because of just how good he is in our lives. Good morning.
Amen. Well, babe, would you open us up with prayer?
Father, we just thank you. Hallelujah. We worship you. We lift up your holy name, for you are worthy of all praise and honor. You are righteous. You are just. You are powerful. All power in heaven and in earth belongs to you. You are the source of everything. And Lord God, we just lift up our praise and worship to you this day. We look to you, not just coming of ourselves, Lord God, but just casting all of our cares upon you. Not ours personally only, but those that we know are going through, those that are sick, those that are afflicted, those that are downtrodden, those that are depressed, those that have needs, Lord God, those that we know, and even those, Lord God, that we have no idea who or where they are, but we just pray that you will bless your people throughout this land, throughout this globe, those who have chosen to follow you, Lord God. You see and you know everything that we go through. We pray your blessings right now. We pray deliverance. We pray peace. We pray uplifting. We pray healing. We pray mending of relationships, mending of broken hearts. In the name of Jesus, restoring families, restoring marriages. Hallelujah. We just thank you, Lord God, that you are able to do all things. And you do all things well because you are the source of all things. Father, we just look to you and we say thank you for answering our prayers because we know that you will, that you have. You let us know in your word that even before we can ask the question, the answer is already on the way. It's just a matter of walking in the manifestation by faith of what you have declared because your will is done in heaven as it is in earth. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you. We thank you for this broadcast. We pray, Lord God, that the words will touch someone, encourage someone, cause them to turn to you, cause them to draw closer to you, cause someone to be saved. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we thank you. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, baby, for that prayer. Well, we are here and we invite anyone that is listening over the internet to call in and just share your testimony with us. I mean, God is doing so many great things in our lives today, and we just want the world to know just how great our God is, and no matter the situation, there's no thing that first takes him by surprise, and also there is no thing that is too hard for him to work out for us. So we just giving God the praise this morning and the honor. And I just want to thank God. I don't know if anyone is listening that is in our life group, but I just want to over the air thank everyone for the show of love on yesterday to our sister that lost her mom. I was talking with her and, you know, could relate to a lot of the things that she was going through and the loss of her mom. And Marissa, we just want to send out love and thank everyone for coming over yesterday. We had such a good time, good food, just fellowshipping and loving on Marissa and her family. And we just thank God for the fellowship, the love we have in at our church. We don't do like a regular Bible study night at the church, but we do in home. We call them life groups where we get together. We just built a love and concern for our group, and it may be a little cliquish at times because you really don't interact with everyone except on Sunday, and but those people that are in the life group together, they form a really close bond. And again, just thank everyone for coming out and showing Marissa love. Like I said, I can relate to her situation in a lot of ways. Her mother was sudden. She was older, but still she wasn't expecting her to pass. So let's just ask everyone that is listening to just send out prayers for her, asking God to comfort her and asking God to keep her. Like I said, I can relate because I lost my mom over 30 years now. Well, it'll be 30 years in just a few days. We'll mark the 30th year that my mom has been gone. And we lost her suddenly less than a month after my husband and I got married. So, like I said, I can relate to the situation. So just continue, remember her in prayer. So, hon, we just, no one's calling in, so I guess we can just talk a little and continue. Really, last week we talked about the celebration of our 30th year anniversary, and I was just telling my husband, looking at some of the skin and telling him how much I enjoyed that time that we had together. Well, we spend a lot of time together, but that was a special time where we got a chance to get away, and it was good. It was good.
Hey, amen. It was just amazing how the Lord just made a way for us to really have a great time, a time of relaxation. I would say rest, but I don't think we rested that much. But it was still something peaceful about that kind of getaway. And it helps a whole lot when you love and like the person that you're with. I say love and like because sometimes those are two different things. We can love something or like or love someone, and whether it's momentarily or whatever, just really not like that situation or like that particular person. But love is more of a decision. And we know that liking is very situational, but it's just, I just feel blessed because one day, a long time ago, I made a decision to love this beautiful woman and pretty much have liked her ever since. Not that we don't have some issues here and there, but I'm just happy. I'm just happy with what the Lord has blessed me with. The Bible says, findeth a wife, findeth a good thing. And I just thank God that I have that good thing. I'm reminded of the late Bishop James Johnson when he was teaching a minister's class in Kansas City where I grew up. And I don't even remember what the subject was, how we got on this, but he quoted the Bible and he quoted one of his deacons that said, I guess he was teaching a marriage class, and one of his deacons, one of his staunch deacons said, Bishop, I don't have a wife. And he was real confused because he knew that this brother had been married for a long time. And he said, well, what do you mean? He said, well, the Bible says a man that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. And he said, that thing I got at home ain't no good. So that's not my wife. But I don't have that kind of testimony. I hear my wife often say that when she's around other women that I won't say bash their husbands or wives or do a lot of complaining about their husbands. She just, and it always makes me feel good when she relays to me that she just doesn't and cannot participate in that because she don't have that kind of testimony. And I'm the same way. Whenever, you know, the fellas are around, if that comes up, which that's not usually things that fellas talk a lot about, but I probably get more of those kinds of conversations initiated by women than men. And I have absolutely nothing negative to share about my good thing that God blessed me with.
Well, thank you, baby. I appreciate hearing that. It's just amazing. As we were talking on last week, and we were talking about really kind of going through the years of our lives together, and it's just amazing how God can connect to people like He's connected us, and we know that God used Daphne and used Tony to move along His plan, and to think that you living in Kansas City and me living in Chicago, how God could put us together the way that He has, it's just amazing. And I really, really, really have been blessed. And anyone that knows my husband knows that he is a real blessing. He is really a blessing. And I'm not exaggerating when I say that when the women are complaining about the different things that they go through with their husband, you know, something slight, they'll say, well, you know how men are. They don't want you to, you got to have your own money and you have to, you know, I have to have my own money because I don't want him telling me what to do. And it was so funny. I remember when we first got married, and when we first got married, my husband still lived in Kansas City. He came there a month after the wedding. But when he got there, he asked me about a watch that I had on. I mean, now we didn't live together, or we just visited because we had a long distant relationship. But he asked me about this watch. And I was an independent woman, you know, working, had a son, had a home. And when he asked me about the watch, asked me whether it was new or not, I immediately went from 1 to 10. I'm not going to deal with this. I never had to deal with this. I don't have to explain to anybody about where I spent money. But, you know, he still asks me now when he sees something that he hasn't seen before and it's not something that, you know, he's not complaining or he's just noticing, you know, that there's something that he hadn't seen before. He still does it to this day. We've been married in our 30th year now, and he still does it. But he just has been, you know, never where be afraid about, you know, spending money or I don't spend a lot of money, but spending money and, you know, having to answer to him about different things and as far as money is concerned. So when the women are complaining, you know how they are, you know how men can be, and, you know, I have to have my own money, and I don't have that complaint. So I just, there's so many things that, you know, this jewel of a man that God has given me, I could go on and on and on, bragging, boasting, about my husband and the wonderful man that he is. I just thank God for me with, and I give him all the honor and the glory because I know it's before I got married, I know that I asked the Lord to give me someone that loved him. And I knew that if he loved God, that he would know how to love me, that he would be the one that God had for me. Because if you knew how to love God, if he loved God, he would know how to love me. And that's exactly what I got. The Bible says for a man to love his wife like Christ loved the church. And I can attest to the reality of that, living that scripture through my husband, Albert Burns. So I love you, babe.
I love you back.
Well, we don't have any callers now, so I'm just going to play a song. I knew that I didn't have a guest today, so I plan on just blessing the audience with a little music and. But anytime anyone wants to call in and share a testimony with us, let us know what the Lord is doing in their lives. Maybe you have a husband that you want to brag about, or maybe you just have a testimony that you want to give. No testimony is too small. No testimony is too big. We're here. We want to hear it. You don't have to worry about somebody at the microphone saying, you can't tell it all, you can't tell it all. You can tell it all here. You can tell from A to Z what God is doing and has done in your life. And we just invite you to call in. Don't just listen to us over it. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. We look at the archives. We look at the statistics. And in the archives, we see that people go back and listen to the broadcast. But we invite you to call in and share a comment with us or share your testimony with us. So until then, we're just going to play this song by Bishop Paul Morton, Bow Down.
Oh, Jesus. You're worthy of all the glory. You're worthy of all the praise. Thank you, Jesus. I just bow down here and said, thank you, Jesus. I just bow down here and said, thank you, Jesus. You put food on my table and I thank you. Clothes on my back and I thank you. People need to know what God has really done for us. I want people to know that His power is so real. It's no act. When my flesh gets weak, He renews my strength. I dare you to get into His presence. I dare you. I dare you. I dare you to get into His presence. I dare you to just forget all about you. I dare you. I dare you to just say, Lord, just do something for me right now. I came out this afternoon. I need you to do something for me right now. That burden that you had, you don't have to take it back.
Amen. Amen. Isn't it awesome to know that we can come before God and we can thank Him and bless Him? And what a God that when we come to Him and give Him the praise and give Him the honor and the glory, we're blessing Him, but we get blessed by blessing Him. What an awesome God. What an awesome God.
Amen. And it's a wonderful thing, even when you speak of that word bless, how we bless the Lord, and then we are blessed. And that bless actually works in two different ways, because we know the Bible often when we see the word bless or blessed or we used to pronounce when we say those Beatitudes, blessed, or in the Psalms, blessed. And it basically just means happy. And so when we bless the Lord, we make Him happy. We please Him. And then the blessings that He gives back to us are blessings of actually just lavishing us with things and the things that we need, whether those are physical things or spiritual things. But we just send up praise and worship and honor, and those things bless the Lord. That's why David said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. And then in turn, He blesses our soul. So we bless the Lord, O my soul, and God in turn blesses our soul with whatever. desires we have in life. And it's just amazing how blessings just work up and down, to and from heaven, between us and our Father. And I love that about God.
Yes, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits. Hallelujah. He blesses us daily with benefits. I remember our pastor, our former pastor, Robert A. Baguette, was preaching one Sunday, and he preached from that verse in Psalms that talked about daily loading us with blessings. We're loaded daily with blessings, and we should not take them slightly. To wake up in the morning is a blessing, because some have laid down and did not wake up. Now, Paul said that he was caught between whether he should go home, you know, just give up and go home, or with the Lord, or stay here in the land of the living. And he said it would be better for me and be with the Father. He said, but it wouldn't benefit you. You're not ready yet. But anyway, if some didn't wake up, and if you fall asleep in the Lord, then amen. But you don't want to. At least I'm not ready to give up this life. Didn't give it up when we went through the hard times, and we're not in a real good place right now, but in a better place that we've been. It was so funny. We were having our taxes done, and when we our tax preparer saw how much money that we were making, and she was saying, you know, that we qualified for something because our the money that was made in the household was below something. And I was like, well, wow, I thought we were doing good, but on paper, it didn't look like we were doing that well. But, you know, God is good, and God is faithful. And I guess that we, the scripture that Paul said, I learned how to abound, and I also learned how to be content, to be abased, or be in not such a good situation. But it's being joyful in the Lord, I believe. Don't you, babe? Because were you surprised? Well, I know, you know, you're more in tune to the finances than I am. Did you, once you really saw the numbers down and heard what was said to us about us. I can't remember how she said it. We were below poverty or something, and we know that we could use more money, but it hasn't been a point of contention for us. We don't require a lot. We don't do a lot of things. We do some things. We do a little more now than we had been able to do in a few years, recent years. But were you surprised when she said that?
Actually, I don't know. I guess a little, but I kind of am just always in awe of how God is blessing us to really live life, because we're, you know, I've told the story before that there was a time that I was working for a major corporation, Ford Motor Company, and paid very well. I mean, there were some people in the company who were paid a lot better than I was, but still, it was a blessing, and then that was gone. And we basically went down to about, I don't know, well less than half of that. But God has always been sustaining us. And so I guess being always cognizant of where I was and where we were and where we are now, I wasn't that surprised, but still amazed that God just takes care of us the way that he does. Because I know there are people that probably off the same type of income live a lot, I don't want to say worse life, but I don't know, struggle a lot more. Not that we don't struggle, not to the point that it's just a severe pressure. God's just good. I don't really have another explanation. I'm like the blind man that was healed, and when they were asking him all about Jesus and what he was saying, he said, "All I know is that Jesus touched me, and I was blind, and now I see." I can't explain that. All I know is that we serve the Lord, and he's taking care of us.
And he will take care of us. He will take care of us. I tell people, and try not to be over-religious about the situation, but God is not moved by our tears. He's not moved by our crying. Well, I said tears, but he's just not moved by those things. He's moved by our faith. And when he sees our faith, then that's when he moves. When when he sees that despite the circumstances that are before us, we're still able to praise him. He said, "Look at my child. Look at my child." We had a guest on, Pastor Ojeda Tuli now is her name. She was married earlier this year, and praising God, I enjoy seeing her post now with her husband. And anyway, and she was saying that she had, when things happened to her, instead of her saying, "Why me?" She says that Job said, "Considered him." And so now when she has a situation before her, she says that she's being considered. She's being considered of God. God is proud of her. He knows that he can trust her to go through a situation and not to be in a place of complaining, but in a place of where she's still worshiping God. And that just struck me, because I'm like, so many times we find ourselves in situations and we want to cry out to God, and we want to cry, and the Bible tells us to cry out, but he's not saying cry literally out of pain. He's saying, tell me what you need, even though he knows what we need, but tell me what you need. Come to me like I'm your father. I'm your father. Like our children come to us, and they're not hesitant about asking us for the things that they need or the things that they want. They just tell us. They can see that maybe we've eaten beans every day for a month, but they still will say, you know, there is a toy that I want, or, you know, can I have some money for candy or something like that? And that's how we're to go to our Father. We need you, Lord. We need you to meet this need, and we know that you will. And so we praise you and we thank you for doing that. Amen. Well, I see my two faithful listeners are on the line, and so I'm going to open up their lines. I'm going to first open up my cousin James. Good morning.
Good morning. And how are we?
We're doing good, doing well.
Good.
And
God,
how are you?
All the time.
Yes,
I'm wonderful.
Am.
Blessed.
Amen.
A little cold and rainy, but okay.
Oh, it's cold there in Chicago.
Yeah.
Well, the sun peeking in and out here. But surprisingly,
well, it's no sun.
No sun. We're still having the nice weather. We're still in the light jacket. Sometimes no jacket weather. So I remember one time I posted that I was on the walking path that I walk on, and it was, I can't remember what, but it was when it was cold in Chicago, and I post on there, you know, about it being so nice here, and the Lord is blessing because it's nice here. And one of the elders from our church back home has said, God is good in the cold too. And I say, yes, He is good in the cold, but I like it better when He's good in the warm.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So yeah. We just thank God for you joining us this morning, and God bless you, and just happy to hear your voice this morning.
Well, same here. I woke up a little late, but I still called in. I mean, I guess I was enjoying the warmth, you know. Like I said, it's kind of cold here and rainy, and so and then I guess not seeing the sunlight, you know, it kind of throws you off, you know, because it's still dark, you know, not dark, but it's still, you know, dark. And throws you off, you know.
Yeah, and that rain that coldness just makes you want to snuggle under those covers and stay nice and warm.
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay, I'm going to open up my sweetie's phone. I remembered you this week. Good morning, Betty. She must have me on mute. Well, I have your line open, or maybe she's gone back to sleep, but I have your line open, Betty, so whenever you open up your line, you're able to speak. We were just talking about the goodness of God and how God is just been a blessing in our lives, our marital lives, and, you know, just thanking God for just being God in our lives, and loving on us, and being whatever we need for Him to be, because He is whatever we need for Him to be. That's what He is. He is our God, and He says, I am that I am. See, I am whatever you need me to be. So we just relishing, rejoicing in the God of our salvation. Amen. Are you there, Betty?
Yes, good morning. I'm sorry.
Good morning.
Had you on speakerphone. I'm trying to start my day, but I was just listening in, and I'm just thanking God for another week.
Yeah.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. We can hear you. Well, thank God for you joining in, and we were just saying how, you know, we were thanking God for just our everyday, whether it's raining or whether the sun is shining or whether it's cold or a little warm, you know, God is good all the time, and he's worthy of every praise, of every honor that we can give to him. He is so deserving of it because he's just good. He's good in the good times, but he's good in the bad times. And if
Amen.
We can learn how to praise him and tune in to him for direction. One of the scriptures that the Lord allowed me to remember and retain back home when we had testimony service, a lot of times, you know, we would start off with a scripture. And the scripture that I started off with, and I still don't, it's in Psalms, but I don't remember, you know, I can't say that go to Psalms 23:3, and, you know, I don't do that, but I can remember scripture then. And the scripture that I early in my walk with God learned was trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And this is, of course, the King James. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. So as we grow up, sometimes we don't trust in the Lord in all our ways. Sometimes we feel like, well, I can handle this one. I'll do this. But if we would learn how to lean on God, and I had a sister from the church, and she used to ask the Lord, she would go in her closet and ask the Lord, what should she wear? What should she wear? And I thought it was I was early in my walk with God, and I thought it was a little extreme, like, okay, now, for real, you asking God what to wear. But it was just a point of her truly leaning on the Lord and truly, excuse me, desiring the Lord to order her steps, to order, you know, the steps that she does. I haven't still at this point gotten to that place where I totally, there are a lot of things that I try to figure out myself and go around in circles because I can't come up with a solution. There are some things that we just can't do, you know, but God doesn't just want us to come to him with the things that we can't do, but to direct us in all our ways, to direct us in all our ways. So we have to trust God and believe him and depend on him like our children. And neither one of you have children, but like our children depend on us and lean on us. So, amen. Excuse me, voice is a little cheap this morning, but we're going to play. We don't have any. Did you? Either one of you have anything that you would like to share with the audience this morning? Amen. Well, we're going to play Tasha Cobb's Break Every Chain.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Woo! To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break, break every chain,
break every chain.
Come on, say to
break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. Yeah. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Plaguing us, if we just learn how to trust and depend on him and lean not to our own understanding. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, we are just, as always, we're just so thankful to God, even though we may not get exactly what we want as far as the broadcast is concerned. But we just thank God, don't we, babe, for just God allowing us to have this time where we can open up the lines for people to call in and give testimonies about our great God and what our great God is doing in our lives and how he's blessing us and how he's delivering us from different things. And, you know, I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm not always happy, you know, with the participation, but I know that God is a rewarder of faithfulness. Sometimes I just want to say, I'm not doing this anymore, but when I hear, you know, the things that God is doing in people's lives, it just rejuvenates me, you know, to the point where I say, okay, well, one more week, I'm going to do this one more time. And but God is good and he's worthy, and we're just here to open up the lines each week to allow people to come on and give God praise and let the world know that we serve a great God. We serve a God that is not slack concerning his promises.
Amen.
He will do the things that we depend on him to do for us, and that he loves us, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. He will reward you. He will reward you. We don't always understand, nor do we always like, you know, to be perfectly honest, I don't always like the things. I don't like, you know, some of the trials that I have to go through, or some of the decisions that in my life, the things that are happening in my life, I don't always like them. But I know God, and I know that he loves me, and I know that he will not put more on me than I'm able to bear, that he's going to make a way of escape for me. All I have to do is listen to him, hearken unto his voice, and hear the things that he is saying to me, and take the direction that he is giving to me. So, Jesus, praise God for the broadcast. Thank you, Betty, and thank you, James, Jimmy, as we call you, for tuning in and faithfully tuning in to hear the things. It builds your faith when you can hear what somebody is doing. And that's why I say, you know, those that listen over to the archives and listen, you're listening because you've been encouraged by something that you've heard, how God is doing a thing in your life, and you tune in to hear, you know, what it is. But you have a testimony, and we invite you to call in and give your testimony. Let someone be blessed by the things that God is doing in your life. He's not just doing things in somebody, in other people's lives, but he's doing something in each one of our lives. So let's just, you know, give God the praise and the honor and the glory for the world to hear, what he's doing. So, babe, did you have anything else that you wanted to say?
No, just thanking God for the broadcast. As you mentioned, sometimes we might get a little discouraged because we don't have the kind of participation that we desire, because we know what our vision is for this broadcast, and We just have to hold on to that vision, knowing that it's of God and it will come to pass, that this will be what He has placed in us, the vision for it to be. But I thought about a couple of things, as you said, that first of all, those who are really close to me know that every now and then I just kind of slip back into the past or into the archives of music because I really enjoy a lot of the old songs, the old gospel songs. And over the last couple of weeks, probably even the last month, every now and then I'll some stuff I just have to go to YouTube and find because it's not even on any of the download areas. But I was thinking about that song that Bishop Patterson would sing so often when you would see him, or I think it was initially recorded by the O'Neill twins, and probably nobody even knows who they are. That's how far back they go. But song that said, "I can't let a day go by without praising His name." And even I thought that even when it's just you and me, we're doing what God wants us to do, and that is we're taking some time out to praise the Lord, to invite others to praise the Lord with us, and it's just important. If nothing else, it makes us stop for about an hour out of our week and just dedicate time to worshiping and praising our God. We know we do that corporately at church, but sometimes we get caught up in just of the motions of going to church, almost because it's Sunday sometime, and we understand that. That's because we're people. But this Saturday morning, every Saturday morning at 8 o'clock, we know that we're going to spend time focusing on the goodness of God. And I just believe that He's pleased with that. I relate that to a parable of something that happened even at work yesterday. One of the consultants came to me because she was a little frustrated because she was trying to stop something wrong from happening with a particular claim. And she was complaining that she knew that she had done what she was supposed to do to follow the process. And then, but as she followed it throughout the day, she saw that what she thought should have happened at another office hadn't happened. And I just kind of had to relieve her. And I said, "Mary, we're at the point where we need to just make sure that we're doing what we're supposed to do. And then what is supposed to be done somewhere else, we don't have any control over. But if something goes wrong, if something's not right, it absolutely won't come back on you because you've done what you're supposed to do. And we have just too much else going on to get hung up over that one thing." And I just believe that we're at that point, just even in the kingdom, if we will just do what God wants us to do and not worry about other people, we know that our blessing will come because God will be pleased with our obedience. Just giving it that one more time, just like when Jesus told the disciples to launch out into the deep and then to cast your net over on that side of the boat. And the fisherman in the crowd says, "Okay, Jesus." And I'm sure their attitude was, "We're the pros at this. You know, we know what we're doing. And we've done this all of our career has been in this, and we've toiled all night and come up with nothing. But at thy word, we'll do it. And they did it that one more time and were blessed, just lavished with blessings, lavished with fish so that the nets began to break and they had to call for help and share the wealth with others because they just, that one more time, they did what they were commissioned to do. And that's how we have to live our lives, a day at a time. And even though it's been a bad week, a bad month, a bad season, I'm going to praise him again. I'm going to serve him again. I'm going to be obedient again. And we'll find that God is faithful and he will bless our obedience.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, babe, we've come to the end of the program and just asking you to pray a blessing over the listeners, whether they be, of course, Jimmy, for being on the line. The Lord is going to bless him. But pray that the Lord bless those that even call in to the archives and listen to the broadcast over the internet.
Amen. Let's call.
Okay, and in the and then end the broadcast also.
Amen. We just thank God for all that has transpired, and we look to the Lord right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for this time of reflection about how good you have been. We spoke earlier of how faithful you have been in our marriage and even in putting us together and letting no man put us asunder. We thank you for the peace and the joy and the happiness and the blessings that you have provided. We thank you, Lord God, for every listener. Every listener, Father, we know has a reason to rejoice in you, no matter what we might be going through. But the fact that we are alive and we're breathing, we have a mind even to seek you. Even if we are venting and complaining, if it's to you, Lord, we are aware that you are our God. And we just thank you for that. We thank you for just the peace of knowing that you will take care of us. The Bible lets us know that you care for us. Father, we just thank you for that. And we pray your blessings upon every listener, whether it be by live telephone or live on the internet, or as they go into the internet and just download us from the archives. Lord, your word is still anointed. Your goodness is everlasting. We just thank you and we just pray that everyone that hears these words will let them minister to their hearts, let them be healing, let them be deliverance, let these words be uplifting and joy and peace in the name of Jesus. Bless this ministry, Lord God. Give us the wherewithal, Lord God, to expand into new things. Show us the things to do to reach out and reach your people, that they will come onto this broadcast and give your testimonies of how good you have been to them, healing and raising from the dead and delivering and just performing miracles, giving sight to the blind, healing broken bones. Lord God, all the things that you do, give us the wherewithal to reach out and find those people and let them be obedient and sacrifice their time and come on and share with the world that this will become just a huge ministry on this globe. In the name of Jesus, we pray for a new destiny ministries of Pastor Bernard. Just bless her, Lord God. Grow her ministry, Lord God, not just the number, but in its effect upon the region that you have sent her to. In the name of Jesus, everyone that's listening, Lord God, whatever their needs are, we pray that you will grant it right now. Finances, Lord God, health, just situations that we cannot even imagine or be aware of. But, Lord God, you know and they know, and just minister to them in the name of Jesus in a powerful way, in a miraculous way, in a way that they will know that it's only you, and it will draw them closer to you. It will draw them into the kingdom. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you. Amen.
Amen, amen. And we want to invite you to tune in to They Overcame every Saturday at 5 o'clock Pacific Time, 7 o'clock Central Time, and 8 o'clock Eastern Time. And then to our overall host, Pastor Adrian Bernard, who is in going into her fifth year of doing this ministry online, and now she's pastoring. But she's on every Tuesday through Thursday at 1 o'clock Pacific Time, 3 o'clock Central Time, and 4 o'clock Eastern Time. So tune in and listen to her broadcast. She is has very sound teachers on her ministry, teachers and preachers and prophets, and the Lord just has you just have a good time listening and being blessed by the things that's going on her broadcast. And thank you again for joining us. And until next week, I love you, cuz.
Love you too, cuz.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Keep that.
I just want to pray
forever, come on.
Forever.
And ever.
And ever.
And ever.
And ever.
For all.
For all.
You've done. For me. Blessings and.
Blessings and glory.
And honor.
And honor. Forever and ever and ever and ever and ever.
honey.